brought to you by Penguin.
The Truth Must Dazzle Gradually by Helen Cullen. Read by Jerry O'Brien. Part 1. Chapter 1. Queen Maeve. Inishogue, 2005. It was Christmas Eve. Myrta wore tan sheepskin slippers, broken down at the heel. He shuffled to and fro along the well-worn floorboards in the shadowy hallway of the Moon family home. Smoothing unwieldy fair hair back from his forehead, he gently touched where his temples throbbed. Still damp from the rain, he hugged his cardigan tighter and the wooden robin brooch on his lapel turned upside down. The ticking of his wristwatch was amplified in the silence, its pearlescent moon face catching the streetlight through the window and winking back. The door to the living room remained firmly closed. Christmas waited inside. The branches of a lopsided fir tree, the one he had dragged home across the Gallagher's fields 7 days before, were weighed down by decades of tinfoil garlands the children had clumsily stitched together with red wool. None would ever be thrown away, however tattered they became. Every year, as the moons assembled to transform their island cottage into something akin to Santa's grotto, each child claimed their own creations with jealous possession. With ceremonial grace, their mother carefully unrolled their handiwork from the fraying white tissue paper that protected it for the other 48 weeks of the year. One by one, the decorations were placed on the tree. Over these festivities, as with all others, Myrta's wife reigned supreme. His Queen Maeve. None of the children challenged the traditions. Their mother had sewn them so meticulously into the fabric of their being, stitches that could not be outgrown. How he loved her for this gift she bestowed upon the family. Permission to remain childlike in their enthusiasms, never to become embarrassed by what they had once loved. "You never have to lose anything or anyone," she often said, "if you just change the way you look at them." And yet he had lost her. Even while he held her close, even with his eyes wide open. Myrta had woken that morning, once again, to an empty bed. The sheets were cool and unruffled on Maeve's side. He had expected to find her sitting at the kitchen table, wrapped in her houndstooth shawl, pale and thin in the darkness before dawn. A tangle of blue-black hair swept across her high forehead like a crow's wet wing, her long, matted curls secured in a knot at the nape of her neck with one of her red pencils. He had anticipated how she would start when he appeared in the doorway, how he would ignore, as he always did, the few moments it would take for her dove-gray eyes to turn their focus outward, for the ghost to leave her in his presence. The kettle would hiss and spit on the stove as he stood behind her wicker chair and rubbed warmth back into her arms, his voice jolly as he gently scolded her for lack of sleep and feigned nonchalance as to its cause. But Maeve wasn't sitting at the kitchen table, nor was she meditating on the stone step of the back door, drinking milk straight from the glass bottle it was delivered in. She wasn't dozing on the living room sofa, the television on but silent, an empty crystal tumbler tucked inside the pocket of her peacock-blue silk dressing gown, the one on which she had painstakingly embroidered a murmuration of starlings in the finest silver thread. Instead, there was an empty space on the banister where her coat should have been hanging. Myrta opened the front door and flinched at a swarm of spitting raindrops. The blistering wind mocked the threadbare cotton of his pyjamas. He bent his head into the onslaught and pushed forward, dragging the heavy scarlet door behind him. The brass knocker clanged against the wood. He flinched, hoping it had not woken the children. Shivering, he picked a route in his slippers around the muddy puddles spreading across the cobblestoned pathway. Leaning over the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?